Thank you. Yeah, all right, I like that. That is John McLaughlin and his group Shakti. John McLaughlin, I think, sort of the founder of this movement of Eastern Indian jazz fusion, and a fine job on that. I love that album. Shakti, I think John McLaughlin's most creative effort, particularly this, the original incarnation of Shakti. There were a few other versions of that group to come, but this is the original one with John McLaughlin on guitar, El Shankar on violin, Zakir Hussain, one of the greatest tabla players around, T.H. Vinayakaram on gatam, which is clay pots, and mouth harp, giving you that little twanging sound. And a great group, and that song was composed by John McLaughlin, recorded in Geneva, Switzerland in July of 1977. And a great way to open tonight's show. My name is Ken. This is In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. Welcome, listeners. We're going to get into kind of this Indian groove. You notice the driving rhythms and the wonderful layers of sound on that. And I think that is indicative of this type of music. And we're going to continue on with a group. This one is out of Sweden, actually. I think they are Swedish musicians, but definitely playing in this Indian groove. And the name of the group is Minta, and you're going to hear Papa's New Groove. man, that was smoking. Wow. That is Flat Planet is the actually the name of the album, and that's from Fareed Haq and the Flat Earth Ensemble. I've been playing a lot of the CD because, you know, I really dig it. And if you check out our past podcasts over at www.jazzandbeyond.com, you'll see I've been playing it. So if you want to hear a little more of that album, download some of our past shows. You can check out our playlists there as well. And you can hear more of that album. But definitely go out there. And if you dig it, go out and buy it, man. Go out and get that album. I've actually got links from my website where you can do that. Check it out at www.jazzandbeyond.com. And, yeah, you can support this program and support these musicians by, you know, picking up some of these CDs and going to their performances when they come to town, if they're coming to town. So make sure you do that. It's very important to support jazz music, support these artists, and support local jazz in your area. As I said, that was Fareed Haq and Flat Planet. The name of the track is The Chant. And before that, you heard another great Indian fusion group called Minta, and they're actually out of Sweden, and it's got musicians really from all over the world. As I look at this, look at their website, and the central figure in that group is Fazal Qureshi, and he's the tabla player on that. And it says that he is the son of Zakir Hussain, who was on Shakti. So he is definitely from some great blood there. He's the brother, let me correct that, the brother of Zakir Hussain, who you heard earlier playing with Shakti. All right, and so this is WHUS-FM 91.7 on your dial. And we're doing an Indian fusion thing. We're going to continue on with that. This is a great group. This was also referred to me by one of our Facebook listeners or Facebook followers, and told me about a great Indian guitarist whose name is Prasanna. And Prasanna usually plays kind of a Indian classical type of thing, but I came across this album where he played with some American jazz musicians, kind of jazz rock fusion musicians, one of which is Alfonso Johnson, a great bass player. I was actually talking to one of our other listeners earlier in the week, Joe Merlino, about Alfonso Johnson. Then I came across this, so I thought I'd put this on tonight's playlist. But this album also has the great bassist Victor Wooten, Ralph Humphreys on drums, Jeff Coffin on saxophone, many different players on this. So we're going to listen to this. I think you'll like it. The name is the name of the track is Uncensored from Prasanna.
We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Yeah, all right. That was intense. Ooh, that was the name of the track is Iffy. And that is a Miles Davis composition. And this is from an album called Miles from India. And it's a group of musicians that have played with Miles Davis, both from the United States and from India. And Miles, of course, was very heavily influenced by Indian music when he did some albums such as Big Fun, which is the one I think that one appeared in initially. But this one features some musicians, as I said, from the States and abroad. And this features Gino Banks on drums, Pete Cozy on guitar, Michael Henderson on bass, Adam Holtzman on keyboard, Dave Liebman doing a great job, I think, on flute, Kala Ramnath on violin, and A. Sivamani on percussion, and Viku Vinayakram on gatams. And as I said earlier, that's Clay Potts. Also, Pete Cozy was wailing on that one, wasn't he, on guitar? Of course, that group appeared with Miles Davis many times in his fusion era, kind of the out there fusion era, as I said, in the Big Fun album and others as well. All right, time now is 7:38 here on WHUS. Before that, we heard, I started to mention something about this artist, Prasanna, an Indian guitarist, and the name of that album is Be the Change, and that features Alfonso Johnson on bass, Andy Suzuki on saxophone. I hadn't heard this cat before, but he can play tenor sax on that one, and Ralph Humphrey on drums. And Prasanna on electric guitar. And that one didn't really have that much of an Indian feel, but if you listen to that album and listen to some of his other work, definitely coming from classical Indian roots. And there's some great YouTubes on YouTube, and definitely check out those videos and check out this album. I think it's really good. Be the Change by Prasanna. And again, I'm going to have links to this music, so you can click on the links from my website and purchase that music. That way you support this program and you support, support these artists, because that is definitely important. Speaking of the website, also you can link up with me on social networking. I've got my Twitter links and Facebook links and MySpace links and all that stuff. It's getting pretty complex with all these social networking going on. But definitely check that out. If you go to my website, you'll see a sidebar on the right, and I'll have links to social networking sites there. So please do that. I love to keep in touch with the listeners of this show, both the terrestrial listeners over the air and my internet listeners, of which there are many. This podcast is getting up to 10 or 11,000 downloads a week. So it definitely warms my heart to see we have so many listeners and from all over the world. So keep in touch with me. You can do that by going to the website, jazzandbeyond.com. All right, now we're going to kind of move away from the jazz fusion thing now. I came across a great new album that came out. Very glad to see this one. It's a Gary Burton Quartet album. It features a lot of the, it features a quartet of musicians that Gary Burton played with when he first started playing, when he first started reaching some fame in the jazz world. And this album is kind of meant to capture that same feeling that he had back then. It features Gary Burton on vibes, Pat Metheny on guitar, Steve Swallow on bass, and Antonio Sanchez on drums, Antonio Sanchez being the only new member. They did some, they recreated some of their old classics and some of my favorite compositions. We're going to hear a couple of those now. We're going to start out with the Chick Corea composition, Sea Journey, from the Gary Burton Quartet.
Thank you. Thank you.
Man, that is sweet. Yeah, I love that composition. BNG Midwestern's Night Dream. That is from the Gary Burton Quartet, but it is a Pat Metheny composition. And that's from a new album called Quartet Live. Gary Burton Quartet with Pat Metheny, Steve Swallow, and Antonio Sanchez. Great group. Before that, you heard the Chick Corea composition, Sea Journey. Another great composition, something I like to hear, and has been played many times by Gary Burton and Chick Corea and others. So that's it. Time now is 7:57 here on In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name is Ken. Hope you're digging tonight's show. I think it's musically, it is a very good show, if I may say so myself. We're going to continue on now with I want to try to get in as many of the requests as we have gotten this week over the internet from Facebook and Twitter fans who have friended me on these social networking sites, which you can do too by going to jazzandbeyond.com and looking for the social networking links on the right sidebar of the page. And also, of course, you got to subscribe to the podcast and check out all of the playlists from previous shows. And if you like what you hear, purchase the music. But I've been through all that before a couple times tonight on the show. We're going to continue on, as I said, with some requests. First one is I learn a lot about jazz music and musicians who I hadn't heard in the past from our listeners. And this is the case here with this one. This is a vocalist. Kurt Elling is his name. And we're going to play a track. This was requested by Christopher Lopez over Facebook. And Christopher and I have communicated with each other about jazz in the past, and he suggested we play this on tonight's show. We're going to try this one out. We're going to hear a track called Higher Vibe. Time now is 8 o'clock. This is WHUS Storrs, Connecticut. Thank you. higher voice. Living proof. All right, that was Harry Whitaker from his album Thoughts, Past and Present. And we heard Flight of Mind, featuring Harry Whitaker on piano, Omar Avital on bass, and Dan Aaron on drums. And that was also a request. That one was from Paul. Harry Whitaker was requested by Keith Jeffries. I believe Keith's all the way from Botswana, I believe, yeah. And so thanks for that, Keith, Facebook request. And before that, we heard from Espion Svensson Trio. And that is from their album, 7 Days of Falling. And we heard In My Garage, a great pianist was Espion Svensson. Died last year, tragically, at a young age, I think in his young 40s, from a tragic diving accident, scuba diving accident. So it's sad that he is no longer with us. We're going to finish up tonight's show. We have a lot more requests to go, and I definitely apologize for not being able to get to all of them. We'll queue some of them up for next week, at least the ones I could find. I wanted to get on some John Coltrane from Coltrane Sound and some others, but we're going to end it here with, at least we're going to end the podcast here. If you're over-the-air listeners, please continue listening. We've got a lot more music to come. But we're going to listen, we're going to hear from...